Cuz-a-roo.
Carl has one of my favorite podcasts ever.
Who are these podcasts? It's called Run By a Guy Called Carl.
Who are these podcasts?
And it's a podcast review.
I was on Who Are These Podcasts yesterday. It's a great show. Have you ever listened to it?
I have not.
It's a quality show and they have good ideas.
It's kind of like Jocktober, but with really no redeeming quality whatsoever. you guys are concise and brutal.
Yeah, he just mercilessly rips on people.
Some of it's quite hilarious.
You don't have to listen to shitty podcasts. You do it for us.
You do it.
Cool. These guys are making some fucking points here. I like what they're saying.
You like what they're saying.
It's hilarious. The show's hilarious.
It's showtime.
W-A-T-P. W-A-T-P.
Hello, Backslappers and Cuzzaroos. Welcome to another episode of Who Are These Podcasts, the only show that would vote for Hunter Biden for president today if it could. I'm your host, Carl. With me this week is Justin Brown.
I don't even know who Hunter Biden is.
He's the cokehead son of Joe Biden. Seems
Hunter?
Way cooler
His
than
name's
Joe.
Hunter? That's amazing.
Go to whoarethese.com to get our email address, voicemail number, link to our subreddit, link to our Discord server that we're on live right now, link to our PayPal account, link to our merchandise. We encourage our listeners to give us a 5-star review on iTunes and then shit all over us in the comments section. Today, we'll be reviewing a podcast called The List Game. This was a suggestion that came in from Wentigo. We have both listened to the show separately. We have not discussed it with each other beforehand. Justin, let's get into it. This is a show with hosts. Daniel, Rosanna, Kathy, Joey, Dean, Rod, and Rod.
Well, first,
there's a lot of fucking people on this show.
Well, first I want to say Wentigo, fuck you for ruining my Saturday afternoon for making me listen to this fucking podcast. And yeah, why are there so many people? These names mean nothing. What do they do? Are they comedians? Are they
Obviously
on radio?
Not.
Are they? Who are these people?
For a lot of podcasters, more equals better. We could have two people, but that wouldn't be very good. Let's get three. Oh, you know what would be better than that?
Seven. 17.
Okay, I guess. And I couldn't tell these people apart. There's two women on the show.
Yeah.
There's Kathy, who I think is the wife of Daniel. And then there's Rosanna. Rosanna doesn't talk very much. Kathy talks too much. Let's get into some clips. I want to start off by playing at the very beginning of the show. They lay out the rules for the show because this is a improv game show.
Wouldn't have guessed it by listening to it.
Right. In fact, it took me a full listen all the way through to be like, oh, that's what they're doing. So I'm going to play the rules and I'm going to explain what this actually means because I've listened to a couple episodes.
The List Game is a conversational improv game. We discuss a hypothetical situation and our cast has drawn a series of phrases from the chicken hat. Their goal is to slip those phrases into the conversation. Every time they do successfully, they get a point. If someone says, hey, that's on your list, and catches them, then they get that point. You can also bluff, making up your own. And if someone calls you, you get a bluff point.
Okay, so let's talk about what this means. It seems like an interesting idea.
Yeah.
I'm not putting down the idea. They're saying everybody has five phrases that they're trying to use.
Right.
And if they can use them without people noticing that they're shoehorning it in,
right,
then they get a point for that. If they use them and somebody says, that doesn't make any fucking sense,
yeah,
then the person who calls them out gets a point.
Right.
And if they say something that's ridiculous and somebody thinks that they're trying to say one of their phrases and they call their bluff,
yeah,
then they... All right.
The problem is that they're not funny or interesting.
Correct!
So what would make the game great is if the points actually mattered and they had to kill somebody at the end of each episode.
That would make it very interesting. Not vote them off the island. Vote them off the earth. You're done.
You take one thing off of their health care coverage.
Yes. That's a good idea. Oh, dental? See ya. Listen, that's not that bad.
You
come back next week. It's going to get worse.
Talked about male privilege for 20 minutes, man. I don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into that. But first, so I just want to point out what the flaws are in the system of the game that they provided here. So you have people who aren't necessarily all that funny off the cuff trying to do improv. And now you strap them down to these rules that say you need to shoehorn things in that don't make any sense. And shoehorn in other things to try to get people to think that you've shoehorned something in that doesn't make sense on purpose. Mm-hmm. So you've developed a game where you're literally trying to be unfunny on purpose.
That's exactly what I was thinking. They took, like, they're
why?
Like, what if we take all of the worst parts of improv and stand-up and yeah. mash them together?
Right.
Like, all the bad take opinions of stand-up and all of the go-nowhere conversation, lack of punchlines of improv.
Well, it's also this idea, like, Cards Against Humanity, where yeah. you take unfunny people and you go, here's the joke.
Yeah.
And you just hand them the card and they go, oh, I got the joke. It's like, you're not a talented person for reading the card that someone handed you. That's not funny.
It's like podcasts like this make me think that sometimes fascism is okay. Because I just want to force these people to have to do this live. Like, as a comedian that has, like, gets up in front of people, like, they were so proud of themselves for the worst jokes. You know what I mean? Like,
let's get into some examples. This is an example of somebody throwing in one of the phrases that's on their card that they have to say. And when I hear this, I go, well, wait a second. Does no one know the rules of this game? Is it only me? How is no one calling them on this?
What do you guys think of Tinder? Have you heard mixed things about it?
Sponsored by Lego Sex Toys.
Sponsored by Lego Sex Toys?
So when the guy yells, sponsored by Lego Sex Toys, that makes zero sense.
Yeah.
It's not funny in any way. It's not witty. And everyone goes, ha ha ha.
It gotta laugh. Because
why?
Because that's the whole show.
It's so stupid.
It's like,
it doesn't make any fucking sense.
They just yell punchlines to setups that aren't there.
Right.
And then they can't differentiate between when it's real or not.
That's a good point. Lego sex toy could possibly be a decent punchline.
Right?
But the setup was all wrong. You guys hear about this thing, Tinder? Yeah, we've all heard of Tinder.
And it still got a laugh. That's what's so infuriating.
And nobody
about it.
Said, do you have Lego sex toys written down on your piece of paper?
Right.
That's an obvious one.
Yeah.
These people were terrible at it. Let's talk about how dumb Kathy is. Because she seems to not understand anything that we all know about pop culture. For example.
Depends on, you know, was it an enchiladas or was it Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm surmising what Dutch oven means.
It's when you fart under the sheets and it convectionally.
Oh, yeah. I did not.
You're okay, both in the blankets in bed. And
I see. Yeah.
So she didn't know what a Dutch oven was.
Yeah.
They over-explain every joke.
Oh my God, yeah.
They start explaining that. She goes, oh, I think I'm getting what a Dutch oven is. I'm like, well, it's when you fart under the sheets. You didn't know that? Yeah. Oh, that's what that is. And then later on, she doesn't know another thing that we all know about pop culture, the term butterface. And this is where they're talking about reverse cowgirl and how that phrase came about.
No, she was holding the rope and she got bucked around, so she was facing the other way. And all the cowboys realized, wow, you know, this is a good idea.
This is another way to ride.
It's like, especially when you got a butterface that you're taking home.
I'm not getting any of this.
Yeah, you know. Because they didn't
know what a butterface is.
Because they didn't have paper bags back then.
But her face.
She's got a great body, but her face, right?
Oh.
So you want her to get on top of you, but you want her to face the other way.
Got it.
Right. Mm. She'd never heard the term butterface before.
Yeah, but apparently, you know, and it's weird because you'd think if she didn't hear that she would think that would be a thing on someone's list.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
It's like be good at the game.
Either she knows what it is,
or
she would think that, oh, that must be a thing that's on your list. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
She has no idea how to play this game, and we have to get her up to speed on things that we've all known about for fucking decades.
It's like they drugged a bunch of people, and then they woke up and had to do a podcast.
That might be funnier than this.
That would be. But it would be funny if they made it where that you had to be blackmailed to be on the show, and then so you would actually give a shit about doing well at the game. I don't know.
I'm wondering though if there is an offshoot they could do where it's just explaining things we all know about to Kathy. Right? So we sit down and we go, Kathy, you ever heard of a Blumpkin? She's like, what? I don't know. Have you heard of a Houdini? Do you know what the Houdini is? What? I have no idea. An Abe Lincoln? I've never heard of such a thing. That could be a fun show.
That would be a fun show. Because then at least you know, there'd be comedy behind
She's so fucking out of it. And she plays the game terribly. So I mentioned that they have to say these phrases. And the whole point is that they want to work it into conversation so you don't realize that they're saying the phrase. And maybe a talented comedian could do this. Kathy is not one of those people.
So you want her to get on top of you, but you want her to face the other way.
Got it. Right. Eat all the french fries.
What?
Eat all the french fries.
I'm going to go for it. Is that on your list?
Yes, it is.
I didn't edit that in any way. They're explaining reverse cowgirl. They're explaining what butterface means.
And then she just
goes, eat all the french fries. Kathy, why are you here?
What are you? Who are these people?
Who asked you to show up to this fucking thing?
Who are these people? Where did they come from?
All right, let's talk about how shitty these people are, because they get into, right off the bat, this is a show that Justin and I listen to. It's about relationships.
Yep.
That's the overarching topic of this show. So they start off right away getting into, because this is a comedy show, we got to talk about toxic masculinity.
Right.
Very important topic for comedy shows.
Let's get the wheels moving.
Let's get people, let's get the gears turning. Let's start making jokes, people. How about this? Men suck. Go. All right, let's do the introduction to that. And this is awesome because you know that they're going to steer right into comedy.
I think that if men try to tune into it, they can. But if they ignore it, then it doesn't come out. And I think it's more socialization than
oh, good. We're practice. Talking about toxic masculinity right off the bat. That's awesome.
So the way he says that.
Yeah.
And I thought he was being sarcastic.
Me too. The way he said that, he goes, oh, great. Dummy, this is a comedy show.
Right, like this is a bad topic.
So then this is the exact thing he says after that.
Oh, good. We're practice. Talking about toxic masculinity right off the bat. That's awesome.
Yes.
We should totally do that.
Okay.
Because that is a huge problem that a lot of men have, is where they feel like they shouldn't bring out their emotions because they think it makes them less of a man.
Yes, that's true.
Which is a big old problem. Because then that, like, distances them from not only their female friends, but also their male friends. And they don't form, you know, emotional connections to anyone, really.
Yeah, it makes them isolated.
This is an improv game.
That's how this show starts.
This is a comedy improv
game. This is how this comedy improv game starts. And listen, these guys are fucking assholes. You know, I'm not a fan of these men who are talking right here.
No.
But women muck this whole thing up. There's no way these guys are going to start talking about toxic masculinity if there weren't women sitting in there going,
right. Oh, yeah.
Judging them like, oh, yeah. And what else do you guys do wrong? Well, we don't deal with our feelings well.
And you know, I don't give enough back massages. And dude, and you know what kind of makes me think that it might be? Is like, they all just give their first names, right? And they're all kind of stupid. Maybe they just gathered up a bunch of people from like an AA meeting and like tricked them into doing a podcast. And
that would make sense.
There's a bunch of like booze that they're going to give them right at the end of it.
I think it was Artie Lang who used to say, you go to an AA meeting, like, this place would have been fucking awesome 10 years ago. This would have been a killer party.
Hey, that pod, these guys, I bet 10 years ago this podcast would have
been. Right, these guys
would
have been a lot of fun 10 years ago.
Just a bunch
ago.
Of sober knobs. Trying to improv.
All right, so this is part three of the toxic masculinity saga that I put together. And what I love about this is one of the guys, and there's 18 guys here, tries to turn this into comedy, fails miserably, but tries to turn it into comedy.
Yeah, it makes them isolated.
I show emotions all the time. They just tend to come out the other end.
I thought that was just a sigh, an appreciative sigh.
I fart when I'm happy.
Yeah. I just
fart. It's the only way to tell.
It's
very empathic.
It's not a good meal unless someone's farting.
There have been no laughs!
What do you mean?
None! What are we talking about
it's
here?
That guy, that's the guy that's the radio DJ guy. It's like if Larry the Cable Guy was a radio DJ, where he's just like, fart!
Yeah, am I right, people? And they're all trying to help him out, where what they should do is just go, no, that's not,
come on,
that's
man.
Not the joke we're talking about. And I want to point out that the fart jokes don't end there.
No.
They revisit them with the Dutch oven shit later.
The most contributing factor to those statistics of how soon people get divorced depends on the frequency or how soon after you get married are the Dutch ovens.
Wow, I thought something
between the Dutch ovens.
Especially during the winter. You know, during the summer it
keeps
sucks.
Keeps you nice and warm.
Exactly.
It makes me so angry, Carl.
It's an angering podcast because they're trying to be funny and they're so bad at it.
You can't just say punchlines like when they don't fit.
Hey, guys, what about Dutch ovens? Yeah, especially in the summertime. What?
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Why are you trying to tag that joke? It wasn't a joke.
That's what they do. They tag it. They tag it 18 fucking times.
Every single thing someone says gets run into the ground.
It's the other way around.
You're fulfilling our emotional hole, and we're fulfilling with our hole your emotional staff.
We are fulfilling. We are fulfilling your emotional gaps, so to speak.
All are fulfilled. Yes, we can consider it the emotional wet spot.
Oh.
It's like if a bunch of billionaires that were surrounded by yes men all the time started an improv troupe, you know, and they just don't understand that there needs to be someone to tell them that they suck, Carl. Like,
right.
They just,
it's the problem with the Trump presidency. This guy has never been told that what he says is moronic, so he just keeps talking.
It's ridiculous. It's like, I don't understand how you're laughing at your own jokes here. Like, just, I'm at a loss of words, Carl. I don't know.
So the guy says it's an emotional wet spot, and people start laughing at that.
We can consider it the emotional wet spot.
Oh.
It's kind of gross, Rod.
Laundry day. Everybody's had to deal with the wet spot,
Love it when it's on the pillow.
You know, tag.
Well, you can always flip it over.
It is the eternal argument, the wet spot. Where it is.
That's why.
Who has to sleep?
That's why multiple pillows.
That's why multiple pillows.
Actually, we call that dinner time. We have that beaver stew. Beaver stew.
Okay. They're happier than I've ever been.
They shouldn't be. They have nothing to be happy about.
If I put
they're
this
losers
out.
Doing a shitty podcast. They should be depressed about it.
But this isn't popular, though, right?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Thank God. Could you imagine? I was just like, oh, yeah, they're making $25,000 on Patreon.
Oh, my God.
That would be rough.
I might kill myself if that was the case.
So this is interesting because the guy says emotional wet spot. They run that premise into the ground as they do. And you heard a bunch of things come out there. Where it's obvious they had to use these words.
Right.
Wet spot happens to be one of the words that the guy has to use.
Yeah.
He even comes back to it way later on in the show where it again makes zero sense.
It's not even so much what it is that's on or what you're listening to or whatever. So many couples do not agree.
It's the audio wet spot.
Yeah, they don't agree in how loud it should be. Should it be quiet?
It's the audio wet spot.
The guy keeps yelling it over and over again. Is nobody paying attention to the rules of this game? Is someone going to call him out on this?
I feel like someone should hurt them or like take...
That's not where I was going to go with that, but fair enough. I do want to point out, I'm not a fan of just yelling out the word wet spot and saying that that's a joke or a comedy. However, I used to play in this band called Angel Dust and Hoffman, and we wrote a song that was called Slump Buster. It was about hooking up with a fat chick.
Okay.
And the chorus did mention this. So funny when it's a punk rock chorus, not so funny when it's an improv podcast. I guess is what I'm trying to say here.
Well, at least you also didn't have like four different fucking lines with wet spot. You just had one line.
Just one thing that we're just trying to drive home. Just a very specific point. I'll play the whole song at the end of the show. I never do that, and I should more often. Why not?
Yeah, totally.
Angel Dustin Hoffman with actually Croge playing bass in that band, so... Fans of WATP will know who the fuck is doing things and stuff. Let's talk about more of the woke talk that's going on.
Because that's what you want in an improv game.
Right. Like, let's also solve all of the problems with society at the same time. Okay, really? Is that what we're going to do? This is talk about how the divide between the sexes where men are trying to have sex and women are not supposed to have sex and... It's just a problem with society, Justin. I don't know if you knew that.
Owning it. That's good.
It's just like society has put this stigma on women that sex is bad.
Oh, yeah.
But it also put this thing on men
that sex is good. So right. it's like Someone's either for men lose. To win, women have to lose. Yeah. That's kind of a messed up Lame. Thing to think about,
God,
right?
Lame. See, these are terrible. The young boys that are growing up now, man. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. I love yeah. it, man. Dean, you're a cool dude.
Oh, thanks. I try.
I think young men these days are much better when yeah. it comes to yeah. relationships. Yeah. They're much more caring people. They care totally. About the earth. Totally. You know, and they really want to make a difference.
It's taken
awesome.
Me 10 years of marriage to figure out that I never knew how to listen properly.
Oh, so she just got lost in her own woke talk because she's like, men today, they get it. They care about the earth.
Yeah, it's a weird no. connection. Like, what I don't understand how recycling makes you not an abusive partner. Like,
I don't understand that
like,
either.
Officer, sure, I have a black eye, but I his carbon footprint is so low. Like, right. how could he be a bad guy?
He carpools to work, for Christ's sake. You're gonna throw him in jail just for beating me? What's the problem here? Did you see him separate the plastics from the glass? This guy's amazing.
He empties the milk before he throws it away. Who does that?
He rinses out the car. This guy's amazing. So this is really fucking annoying because you can't mix this stupid woke talk with comedy. It just never works. And the guy says at the end there, you know, I learned from 10 years of marriage. It's all about listening. So here's more of that fucking nonsense.
Is all you need is acknowledgement and genuine listening to whatever the problem is and a recognition
yes.
that whatever the
you know,
situation
like a human
is
being.
Sucks, right? And that's really all you need instead of some sort of solution. And it's literally taken me my entire married life to figure that out.
So the show turns into Dr. Phil for some reason. Now, you see what you need here. You just need to listen to your wife, okay? You don't got to solve all of her problems. It turns into this fucking ridiculous nonsense. Like, are you trying to get... like gold stars on your ditto?
Yeah.
And your homework? What are you trying to accomplish here with this nonsense?
It's supposed to be a comedy podcast.
And instead the guy's going, after 10 years of marriage, I learned what women need is they need to be listened to, Justin. They don't want to hear about your opinion on it or how to solve the problem. They just want to be listened to. Right after that happens, he cuts off the other woman and starts mansplaining to her. This
has happened
awesome.
So many times.
Listen to this guy. This is Rodri says. You got to listen to women.
My entire married life to figure that out.
Well, it was, I mean...
And to learn to just be present to whatever's happening.
Is that amazing? She goes, well, I also want to say, oh, hold on. The man's talking. The other thing that I've learned. Holy shit. Do you not... Like, I don't even play these games, so I don't care if I cut somebody off.
Right.
But if you're going to play that fucking game... then you gotta stay in your lane there, dummy.
Or at least try.
Or at least give it 10 seconds. You suck at this. So they're bad
it's
at
like
being...
It's like if there's one thing that I've learned, it's to always ask a woman for consent. And then just like, and you just immediately rape somebody.
Yeah, and then you're just grabbing her tits. She's like, whoa, what just happened here? He's like, shut up. Shut up, Missy. Your tits look fine. Oh, I love when people shit on each other's points, too. This is one of my favorite things with any type of podcast or improv. Think about how improv works. Justin, I know yeah. you do stand-up. I don't know if you've ever done improv.
I do, yeah.
Okay, so the whole point is somebody throws a premise out there. You got to roll with it.
Yes, and?
Shitting on someone's point puts an end to everything and causes problems.
You can't go on Tinder and expect to find a meaningful relationship on it. Right. That's not going to happen. Right. I know there's some people who think it's going to happen. Trust me, it's not going to happen. You're just going to have a quick hookup. That's all you get from Tinder.
That's what it seems to be. Yeah. I know one person that got married.
Wow.
From a Tinder date.
Just immediately.
Keep that shit to yourself, dummy! We're talking about how Tinder is not for long-term relationships.
I know one person.
Yeah, I mean, three of my friends are happily
one
married with families now,
deeply
but...
broken, crack-addicted friend of mine.
I love the shitting on points. These people have no idea how to put together an improv comedy show, and they're actually better at it now than they used to be. I went back and listened to earlier episodes. Yeah. Did you know, Joss, I don't know what homework you put into this.
Not a lot.
Did you know that these fucking nerds used to do this while playing Dungeons & Dragons?
Oh, God.
So we listened to an episode where they were discussing relationships.
Yeah.
Which was awful to listen to. Imagine that they're doing the same thing where they're trying to get points and shoehorn in nonsense. But they're also playing Dungeons and Dragons. It would sound a little something like, oh, this.
You do that, it makes it through, but you hit Corian in the head.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Florian takes 2 damage.
Damn it.
2 damage? Well, I threw it hard.
You're that nerd.
A bunch of goddamn nerds.
Yeah, it's just you were supposed damage. To catch that.
Let's get those nerds!
Right, figures?
You hit me in the back of the
But you have the rope now. What would you want to do with the rope?
Hopefully hang yourself. You have the rope. What do you want to do with it? Can you do that in D&D? Can you just kill yourself?
You gotta roll for it.
You gotta roll. If you get a 13 or above.
Roll to kill yourself should be the name of this episode.
Nonsense! They're just rolling fucking dice. Oh, great, you got 20. This is another clip from that where they're playing D&D. And I've never played D&D. It's not my thing. Maybe you have. I don't know. I don't want to judge anybody.
Right.
But the dungeon master in these games... And I only know this because I watch Stranger Things. The dungeon master gets really into the character and like tries to make this exciting. So he even starts explaining what the monster is doing.
And it's one eye opens and then a monstrous mouth. It's like,
ooh, I
really
remember that picture from the monster.
It kind of like is the mouth is kind of sticking out a bit and there's sharp teeth and it's going like.
Not my longsword.
This is what it looks
throw a rock so in the mouth.
The room.
Oh my gosh.
It's literally like an 8-year-old.
Yes!
The monster's mouth. And it had teeth in it.
If Jim 14 was here, he'd be like, what are we, 8? You're playing D&D with your friends. What are you, 7? You're putting out a podcast with this. What are they doing?
It's and why would you,
can you imagine
an improv game? While you're playing another game.
Can you imagine the episode that you and I listened to wasn't even their worst thing that they've done? Is that unbelievable?
That's upsetting.
It's actually way worse when you go back to earlier episodes.
They're tremendous now compared to what they used to be.
Let's talk about bombing. So they talked about this Tinder thing, and the person opens it up. Oh, I don't get this Tinder thing. It's just for hooking up. And this guy throws out a joke that... is terrible. Doesn't make any sense. But they all try to recover from it. And this is the thing that I love about Jim Norton when he got on O&A.
Yeah.
Is he let bombs just rust just and let sit. You yeah. wallow in it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That sucked. I want you to think about what you did and come back better tomorrow. Instead of trying to fix it.
You know, there's so many different flavors of individual that it's really just a crapshoot, you know, when you're going on one of these sites. Like, I've taken a couple of girls out to dinner first.
I didn't know you were into that kind of stuff.
Crap shooting?
Something about a Tinder date and crap shoot. I don't know. Okay, come on.
Okay, put the bullseye
things got
right there
really messy in my head. Yeah.
Anyways,
Joey likes to do upper
deckers with
his
date.
2 Joey's,
1
cup.
So,
2 Joey's, 1 cup.
Fucking thing.
Well, that's retarded.
Did you hear how many people tried to tag that joke?
It's not even a joke,
Carl. It
wasn't
even a joke.
They just say words and try to like convince you to laugh by laughing at their own jokes.
I've noticed that. There's a lot of that going on.
I don't know. It just makes me mad. It's like it's hard to try to make fun of them because I'm so angry when I listen to them.
I was hoping you would have that.
It's like when you go to open mics and you see people just they're bombing and they get off stage and they're like, oh man, I fucking crushed.
Like, you're like, no, you're not learning anything from this experience.
About,
you gotta learn from this. These guys should not feel good about what they've just put out.
Either they have like the most horrifying parents that just like beat the shit out of them every day, or they have the most over-supportive parents. I can't tell.
They're adults. That's what's funny about this, that you're assuming they're children because you should, based on what they're putting out. These are adults putting out a podcast. They're like married people. They probably have children of their own.
Oh man, this should it's funny how the shit that used to be like blackmail for people is what people. And voluntarily will put out into the internet nowadays.
That's a great point.
You know what I mean?
People used to be embarrassed by this sort of thing.
Right.
Like, oh, I had a conversation with my wife and our friends the other night in the living room. Holy shit, if people heard that, I sounded like an idiot.
Like,
now they're putting it on the internet with a description and an icon and promoting it on Twitter.
And a biography.
What are you doing? It's like centering John. Like, you're embarrassing yourself. Don't you understand what you're putting out there?
I always think about what people are going to think, like, 1,000 years from now or something when they look back at, like, the first stage of the internet.
Yeah.
Where everybody just put everything out there and there was no filters. Like, I wonder if it's going to come back around or if everybody is just, this is how people are going to be from now on. There's just going to be no shame.
and all of society.
You know, that I like to think that there will be a time when you have to have some type of license in order to podcast.
Yeah.
You have to be, you have to some kind of like aptitude test or something to understand what the fuck you're doing before you just put it out on the internet for anyone to hear.
I just feel like you have to do it live. I just want to see these people have to like listen to crickets after every single joke.
Oh my God, that's such a brilliant idea. I've never even thought of this before.
Forcing so, podcasts to do that.
Could you imagine if we put on a WATP tour where we tricked people like this into doing theater shows? They don't know.
Be amazing.
They don't know. We're like, dude, there's 2,000 people.
They can't here wait to see hear you. Your like, shit.
Really? I didn't know we had that many fans. We got Seamus up there.
And we just hand them different ways to kill themselves as they get off the stage.
And we just watch them bomb. And that's the whole show. And then we come out afterwards. We're like, all right, thanks for coming on, everybody.
That's the best idea for like population control that I've ever heard in my entire life. Because everybody's got a fucking podcast. Yes. So you just put them all on the biggest platform possible. And then backstage in the green room, there's just helium and nooses and fucking guns. And
oh my
drugs.
God. We are on to something. Here.
Well, this is the greenest idea I've ever had.
So we can't put the nooses there. They have to already be there for some reason, right?
You just like leave them around.
Yeah, there's like a loaded gun. Like this is a weird
thing. Like Your Honor, he had to open a locker to find it.
Yeah, right. I mean there was an arrow pointing to it, but still.
And there's an arrow that said free drugs and money in the locker, but you know, don't believe everything you see on the internet.
Holy shit, we're on to something here. Because I would go to that show.
Right? Everybody would go
to
that show.
Wouldn't you go to that? Like, the worst podcast ever made is going to be recorded live at the Auditorium Theater.
Or, all right, or people kill, and then you actually deserve to have a podcast.
Yeah, no, that won't happen. That will not. I've listened to too many of these shows, Justin. That will never happen. These people show up with so much confidence. And they're underprepared.
It's so upsetting, dude.
It's so upsetting.
As a comic, dude, as somebody who,
how
like...
How much effort and time did you put into an act to put on 5 fucking minutes? These people think they can just go and just talk about nothing.
For hours.
And people will just be enthralled by this conversation. It's so frustrating. Wait till we get to the Seamus section
it's like
of the podcast today.
It's like those strippers that are like the C-B level strippers. Yeah. And they try to like convince you that they're hot by just like... enjoying what they're doing way too much, and you're just like, oh my God, I hope your kids don't find out about this.
That's a perfect analogy, because the problem is that there's always someone who's a big enough loser to give them positive reassurance that they don't deserve.
Yeah.
So there's always that guy at the strip club who thinks like, oh, I could probably sleep with that chick. She's a four.
You're going to get me going on a rant for like an hour, because this is like the thing I hate the most about people in general right now.
Let's
it's
hear
just
it.
Like, it's just everybody fucking is so... Like, if you're just a loser and you have nothing interesting to say, then you just prop up all the other losers that have nothing interesting to say, because then you can identify with them.
You're talking about open mics. Okay, yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Open mics, Facebook, you know, fucking Instagram. It's
metal shows.
It's just like, it's so weird how we just like glorify being bad at
things. Being mediocre.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you have a mediocre talent. Whoa. Let's get all your friends and family to come watch you do it.
I can't believe you tried to get fame and glory. How brave you are to try to get people to look at you and tell you how great you
are. That's not brave. That's stupid. Don't do that. Stop doing that. Get good at something first. Yes.
So murder show. Murder live podcast.
See, I wasn't going with the people all end dead at the end. I was hoping they'd be humiliated and would stop podcasting, but I'm okay with that
too. No, we gotta save the earth, bro.
Whichever.
Because I don't know if you listened earlier, but the best people care about the earth.
That's true. And population control is the way to cut down on these greenhouse
too many people, man. Too many people.
Holy shit. We've gotten way off the rails. Let's come back. This is another example of one of the jokes that they like to tell. Somebody points out that power is an aphrodisiac.
Mm.
So in other words, having a lot of authority.
Mm, yeah.
But the word power is used, so... obviously, comedic minds can connect those dots and turn it into a joke.
Henry Kissinger is quoted as saying that power is the greatest aphrodisiac.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
And that's why the Energizer power. Bunny's well, just no, swimming in it.
Well, I would say, is it...
Get it? Man. The Energizer Bunny, who was relevant 25 years ago, is swimming in pussy because power is an aphrodisiac.
That's a pretty good premise. I mean,
it's honestly the best premise they've had.
That's something that Chappelle could work with. Yeah. It's not that bad. All right, let's talk about these bluffs that they try. I talked about the rules of the game, and they're yelling, "What spot?" Just nonsense.
Yeah.
And no one calls them on it. So the one guy does get a bluff point when, because this is just stupid.
This list game is sponsored by Kirkland Signature MSG Lube.
MSG Lube.
Pick it up in 5-gallon drums at your local Costco. It
comes in a big old, no, it's not even a squeeze bottle. It's a pump squirt gun.
No, it's a mini keg.
Yeah, you got CMG delivery.
All right, is MSG Lube on your list?
That's a bluff point.
Yeah, Kathy. So Kathy loses again. Because MSG Lube is not a thing.
Yeah.
It's an obvious.
It's so weird. Wow. You'd think this would be so much more interesting because you can't tell the difference between what they're saying and what is and isn't real. And it's still so bad.
It's still so bad.
It would be fun to, like, cuck them in a way where, like, you'd have to force them to have, like, really funny comics do this game and actually be good at it.
Yeah.
And, like, make them listen
to it. I could see this. Yeah, right. I could see this work. I could sit these guys down and go, you came with a premise. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Here are people who are funny and can actually make it work.
Yeah.
And I'm going to force you to listen to it. And then I want you to write an essay about why this show is way better than your show. I need it to be 5,000 words.
Yeah. After every episode, the audience votes on whether or not they need to listen to another comic do it again. And this then write an essay.
This is the difference between me and you. You want to punish people with death. I'm like, no, you have to write an essay. You have to feel ashamed.
Yeah, that we're both on the punishment level
the punishment
these people.
Bomb.
We're like, something needs to happen to these people. You can't just be allowed to do this.
I don't want their kids growing up without a family. I just want them to feel ashamed and never go on the internet again.
Like, I want them to be successful just so that way they can be torn down.
There's a reason why your ISP gives you 90% of your bandwidth for download and 10% for upload. You should not be uploading shit. Just enjoy the content. Put on Netflix. Put on Amazon. Just enjoy the content the talented people have made for you.
Oh, you know what they fucking do too, dude? You know that they fucking go to like shows and stuff and they're like, oh, well, you know, we're on a podcast too. So like, maybe you guys want to talk about that? And it's just like, oh my God. I know these people
There's
so well.
There's nothing worse than that. All right. Here's another thing that I want to point out, and that is the editing that goes on in the show. And normally, I'm all for editing. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of editing out nonsense. Right. I don't want to hear you take a piss, Opie. I don't want to hear you take a shit during your podcast, Doug. But sometimes editing is very jarring when you have 8 people on the show and they're all screaming. And there's just so listen to this jarring edit.
I'm going to forget them.
And have your significant other...
Just in the middle of like a giant laugh.
Everyone's going fucking nuts. And then it didn't even start in a new sentence. It was like the middle of a sentence. And then you like, wait, what?
Just wait till the laugh is done.
Just wait. What the fuck just happened here? Can you just recreate a laugh? Do something to make a scene. Here's another example of just really bad editing.
All right, you guys, I'm ready to count up some points. How do you guys do?
Yes.
Yes, Derek. And I'm going to go around the room to my left.
The guy didn't even finish the word
"and."
Let's do. Like, what are we... Guys, can you edit this a little bit better?
You know what it is? It's like that shitty It's like the shitty amateur porn, but nobody's hot.
Yes!
You know, that's
just like shitty amateur porn! Now that you mention it!
Don't fucking get me going on shitty amateur porn, girl. But yeah, it's just like, you pick one or the other. Either be shitty at one thing and good at another, but like, just have something that
you
have.
Can I say something about amateur porn real quick?
I love it.
Because now you just brought this up. The term MILF has turned into something that it was never meant to be.
Yeah.
It's not just moms. Like, now they've just used MILF for any type of mom who's getting fucked in a movie. So, no, this is supposed to be like a hot mom. It's a mom I would like to fuck.
So you're saying that we should upgrade the term.
Well, or stop using it.
Or stop
just put, like, ugly mom gets just fucked. Then I don't have to click on it.
Carl says, stop fucking moms. I'm sick of hearing about
it. Stop it. It's gross. I don't want to hear it anymore. All right. I love this part of the show because one of the guys who's on it is fat. And you know they're good comedians when somebody admits they're fat and everyone tries to make them feel better about it. Because that's what comedians do, right?
And then there was the other girl who said, I'd totally go out with you if you were about 30 pounds lighter. And
that's rude, too.
Yeah. I mean, she's right. You know, back when I was, you know,
dude, you about, look
six,
awesome.
About 60 pounds ago.
You look
hey,
good.
Dude, you're you. I mean, if, who cares?
Have you ever hung out with your comedian friends, bitched about someone, and someone's like, dude, just do you.
Bro,
you're fine.
Don't listen to the
yeah,
haters,
don't listen to that
man.
Shit, man. You just do your thing. You're good.
It's like, it's so a lame. It's a hack joke, and you still didn't see it coming. You're not even as good as hacks.
No.
Like, you're not even a hack. Like,
at least a hack gets laughs from somebody.
Yeah. Like, it's just.
That's the point of being a hack comedian. You can get laughs from somebody.
And imagine any joke where someone's just like, hey, man. Come on, you don't have to get down on yourself like that.
Ugh. All right, so I'm going to play one more clip from the show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play a little game of my own here, Justin. I want you to figure out what was the phrase on this person's card. All right, because no one on this show recognized it. Let's see if you can figure this out.
Okay.
Nobody on this show called this person out, which you're supposed to do. You're supposed to say, oh, you just shoehorned in this thing. I bet this was on your card. Let's see if you can figure this out.
If you're going to have, like, one of those legendary surprise threesomes, you know.
Surprise threesome.
Surprise threesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, the guy goes, a legendary surprise threesome. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
That's not a thing we're talking about here.
Like
that's on your card.
Although, the idea of, like, a surprise party where everybody sucks your dick would be pretty rad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, Mom, it's okay. I mean, you're doing an okay job, but let Dad have a turn.
Grandma, how far did Grandma and Aunt Liz travel to be here? And you're hogging the floor?
Yeah, you're hogging all the cock. Look at, they're depressed in the corner. They want to leave.
Look how easy that was for us to make a riff on that, Carl. They weren't fucking able to do that one time.
Instead, the guy goes, surprise threesome. They're like, surprise threesome, huh? Moving on. Dummies.
Like, yeah, so if you want to call them out, then riff.
Fucking ridiculous. So, anyway.
It's like a porno. It's like a porno where they didn't realize they were supposed to fuck, and they just delivered a pizza and walked.
The chick's, like, laying on the couch, and she's just like, takes a nap. Whoa, what just happened here? You're supposed to... okay. Enjoy the pizza, fucking idiots.
God damn.
Anything else that you want to say about this show before we move on to other topics?
WATP. I don't even want to, because it's just like... it's so aggravating to listen to that it's hard to come up with jokes about. Which is weird as a comic, because yeah. I look for that.
Yeah.
You know, you look, but in the moment of listening to that, like, that guy's voice.
It kind of depresses you a little bit.
It does.
Yeah.
It's
you can't, like, have a, you can't have fun with it.
Oh, you know what we should do?
What's that?
We should punish serial rapists by making them listen to this podcast in solitary confinement.
That's interesting.
For just, like, hours and hours at a time.
Okay, so now I'm with you, because I think the death penalty is a bad idea. I think there's people who want to die.
Right.
So when you say like, oh, you'll get the death penalty, they're like, okay, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
Put me in the chair. I want to die anyway. But what if we got rid of the death penalty and we're like, no, no, no. You have to listen to the whist game. Let me tell you, there's only 45 episodes. So after the first day, when you've listened to all of them, you got to listen to them again. And again and again and again. Where you know Wetspot. You're like, fuck, Wetspot! Call him out! What are you doing?
They give him a last meal and everything.
I think we're onto something there. Guantanamo Bay is going to have a new torture program.
The Guantanamo List Game.
All right. I want to talk about Stuttering John Melendez. I put out a feeler out there. I asked people to make parody songs for Stuttering John. And we finally need to get to that, because that was a couple of weeks ago. I want to start off this segment. Artie Lang was on the Steve Grillo show.
Okay.
XL, what is it called? Double XL, Shock XL, Shocker Path. I don't know. Nobody knows what this
thing
is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the show.
No one's ever heard of it. You know Artie Lang.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right? So this is Artie, the new Artie.
Yeah.
He's sober now.
Deflated nose already.
His nose is flat against his face. He looks so bizarre. And he gets on with Steve Grillo, and they start talking shit about Stuttering John, which always makes me happy.
You know, again, John got mad at this analogy.
John is the reason we fought the Revolutionary War. Never has someone done so much with such little talent. Yeah. John is not a comedian. He's played every club in the country. John is not a musician. He had a record deal. John has a speech impediment. He had the single most coveted voiceover job in the history of television.
Yeah.
He was the announcer. I mean, he's the reason America exists.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
he's
so
the American dream.
Well, he's also
American dream.
He's also the biggest like hustler I've ever met.
He is. He's awesome.
And he's also a conniver.
But when he got a conniver, when he got that job.
So Artie's lays it out there, and Artie knows Stuttering John very well.
Yeah.
They are or were friends. And it's true. Stuttering John is a no-talent hack who is landing into jobs he does not deserve.
Yeah.
And now he's pissed off that people think he's a talentless hack, even though he proves it 3 times a week on his podcast.
Yeah, that's you. I mean, I dislike this person as an individual, but you've also explained like 300 comics.
However, the only one who's threatening legal action against yours truly is Stuttering
John. He's threatening legal action against you?
Yes.
What a fucking
He's such an asshole. This guy is a troll. That's what he does it's what he's did for a living.
Yeah.
And I made fun of him on the Chip Chipperson show and Anthony Cumia and this show. And now he's like, oh, I'm going to have my attorneys, reach out to you. I'm like, wait, what?
That's when you know that you're not a hack. When someone makes fun of you and you sue them, you fucking douchebag. I hope you're listening to this, you fucking douchebag pussy hack, dude. Write a joke. Oh, but you can't because you're a hack.
Right. Instead, he just gets on his show and goes, I don't want to say who this is, but they know who they are, boys. They know who they are. Lenny's going to be in touch. All right. So I asked people to write parody songs. I'm going to play them in the order of how much effort it took to make these songs. Starting with Andy's brother, Joe. He put together a song. Now, John is famous for the Tonight Show audition tapes when he introduces Nicolas Cage. He pronounces Nicolas's name using the N-word somehow. Because he just sucks at talking. So... here's what Joe put together. But I'm gonna break
Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage.
All right.
So Nicolas Cage.
So that's all well and good.
That's so funny.
Yeah. All right. Here is another take on it. This is from Bryce Meehan, who sent in this parody. And I always like when people make parody songs and they take real audio and put it on top.
Stuttering John has got a podcast.
Thank you.
He's an alcoholic lowlife, obsessed with his own past.
Yes.
Gets in Twitter feuds with friends. Gets his ass kissed by Royce.
Damn right.
He's a washed up loser with a phlegmy ass voice.
You know, don't worry. It isn't gonna, you know.
He's an unfunny hack who's just sad and bitter. Look out, boys, I will block you on Twitter.
Because I blocked him. Oh, because that's what I do. It's my way of closure.
Douchebag. But then to tie it back into what we were saying earlier, I think that's so much of what it is. It's just like people are afraid for whatever reason to like call out hacks because they're hacks and they don't want to be called out themselves. So now we have this weird culture where it's okay to be a hack. Like, no, it's fucking not okay.
It's not cool. No one is enjoying that. So anyway, Bryce, that was an awesome job.
All right. That was great.
The next one that I want to play, this is a collaboration. You know, like in pop music today, there's a lot of collaborations that happen between artists. I love what happened here. The Jingles Department from WATP collaborated with Stuttering John Melendez.
Hell yeah.
To create this song.
Carl tries to put me down. Because my comedic confidence is unfound. The things he says are awfully cold. I wish I died before I got this old. I'm John Melendez. Stuttering John Melendez, baby. why did my career fade away? I mean, Royce laughs at everything I say. My podcast is horrendous. just talking about me, Stuttering John Melendez. I'm Stuttering John Melendez, baby. Stuttering John Melendez.
The best song he's recorded in his entire career.
So fucking good.
Nice work. Nice work, Jingles Department.
It's like a combination of like Rick from Rick and Morty.
Yeah, it's a drunk, burping, barfing Rick. All right, last parody song, and we really appreciate the participation from everybody. This one came in from Jackie Marlowe, who has contributed to the show before. And I'm crowning this the one that took the most effort to make.
John Melendez is a talentless hack. He overachieved in life. It's wildly impressive that this stuttering buffoon was able to be this big character on Howard Stern's show and then an announcer on The Tonight Show. It's remarkable. But the sad thing is that it's left him delusional and bitter.
Breaking legs, legal threats, don't have 50 subscribers yet. Got attorneys on every coast, but I can't handle a podcast roast. Such a loser, such a bore. Failed upwards till 2004. Already thinks my comedy shit, but he never saw my high school skit.
And, you know, I wrote my first sketch in junior high, and
on Channel 9, I was so wacky reading lines from Fred and Jackie, but now they're gone, and so's my stutter, and so's my relevance. Falling star, woe is me, fading notoriety. So I pranked Trump just in time, but didn't have a punchline. I need more subscribers. I still think I'm famous, but I'm on par with Seamus. I need more subscribers. Lenny, what we're gonna do, what we talk about.
This dummy who stutters, that's why he's famous. And unfortunately, Jay Leno hired him for a job he wasn't qualified for, and now he's delusional.
I know it's hard for some Stern fans to swallow, to think that maybe I do have talent, but I do. I'm sorry.
The sharpest drop-off since fucking Bitcoin.
Well done, Jackie Marlowe. That was fantastic.
Well done indeed. I'm impressed with your fans' comedy IQ, to be honest.
I know that there are a lot of good references in there. Yeah. References to our show, references to his show. And I do like the listener supported content. So thank you very much for that.
I love the line where it's just like, oh, I hate to tell you, but I do have talent. You know who never says they have talent? People with fucking talent.
No shit.
It's like when you walk into the fucking bar and this dude's pissing his pants in the fucking corner and he's yelling at you about how he's not drunk. Like, dude, nobody that's sober talks about not being drunk. You don't go to work and you're like, oh, hey, I gotta take a piss. By the way, I'm not fucking drunk. No, dude, you fucking suck, man. Man, Dave Chappelle doesn't have to talk about how much talent he has.
No, like, I've never seen the first 20 minutes of his routine being about, guys, I'm a really funny comedian. I just want to set this up. I spent a lot of time on these jokes. They're really funny. This is what Stuttering John devotes entire podcast episodes to, funny and talented he is. People don't understand this, but I'm really talented. John, just fucking prove it.
Yeah.
Just show some evidence
of
it.
Say
it's
a joke, and then people will like
right.
it.
Right. It's all it takes. It's not that complicated.
Oh, man.
I love it. So much fun.
I hope he's so mad. Right? You're a fucking douche if you're listening, dude.
All right. So in that show, they reference that John is pretty much on par with Seamus. And, of course, we're talking about Seamus McKillian, a.k.a. Patrick Michael, a.k.a. Todd. And are you familiar with this guy at all,
with
Justin?
Todd? No.
So this guy has over 20 podcasts.
Jesus Christ.
He creates over 20 podcasts. Each of them is worse than the next.
Okay.
They're all just the worst podcasts you've ever heard in your life.
Wait, who is this guy again? Where is he from?
He just does a show. He does a show called Chewed Gum that we reviewed.
Okay.
And then we went ahead, and I this is controversial, but I told our listeners to go ahead and give him 5 stars. On iTunes, but then tell them how they really feel about it in the review.
So it's like, yeah, that's fair.
It totally fucked with his head. He couldn't figure out why people would do this.
Hilarious.
And he's still reeling from it. So
There's a guy.
It's like convincing a girl to go suck somebody's dick, but then like tell them like how fucking ugly they are or something. It's like, well, what?
Yeah,
what
yeah. It's just it's cognitive dissonance. Like, yeah, it doesn't compute. Like, wait, what? I mean, you gave me 5 stars, but you think I suck? But wait, what's going on here? I can't fit.
Yeah.
All right. So our buddy Matt Lewinsky, who we've talked about before, he's at Podcast Hitman on Twitter. He has been DMing me all week with timestamps for different shows that Seamus puts out. This first one is One Flew Over the Nest. And episode number 5, Night Owl Thoughts, because one of the production companies that this guy thinks he has is called Night Owl.
Okay.
I can't even explain this to you. It's too fucking crazy. Like, it would sound like I'm making this shit up. I'm not. This is real.
It sounds like Elon Musk's first MySpace page.
So this is him talking about that there's no prep work done for his show. He doesn't have anything in front of him.
It's only going to improve. That's what makes me so excited about it. Like, I don't really have anything talent in front of me, as usual, on these episodes. Don't have any topics, I guess you'd say, other than the fact that, you know, I'm just going to go. I'm going to talk. And if you don't like it, man, you know, there's always other podcasts that you can listen to that, you know, sit down and research everything, and it's a blast to watch, just the same.
What I love, that's this show right out of the gate, he starts talking about that. I love anytime when someone has a podcast and they go, listen, if you don't like it, then you go listen to something else. Like, who does that?
Imagine like going up to a girl in a bar and just being like, hey, listen, if you want to talk to a guy who has a job or a big dick or you know,
you
can make you laugh, there's plenty of other guys out there.
Yeah, if you want but that, then go to any of the other guys.
If you want to buy me a drink and have someone come immediately when we start having sex, I'm going to be doing this for a long time.
He's literally looking for an audience that wants to settle.
Yeah.
They don't have to settle. There's other shows out there they can listen to.
Yeah, he's selling himself as a settle.
Speaking of which, so this is going to his Ginger Snap show, and he's talking about the reviews that he's been getting on his shows, and he's freaking out. And one of the reviews was somebody talking about how he's cussing on his show. And he's not understanding that people are fucking with him. So it doesn't compute in his brain. This is so funny.
And one of the ladies, I think, again, was saying something about cussing. Like, cursing. I'm not allowed to cuss in my podcast. Like, guys, we're adults here. If you're listening to a podcast with an adult host who is also a comedian, you're going to get jokes. You're going to get foul language. And it's going to be a little bit strange. Comes with the territory, man. You should have knew that when you got into this, okay? I don't know what kind of... I'm not Joe Rogan.
No right? Shit, Sherlock! No shit! No shit, Sherlock! No fucking shit, Sherlock!
You know what makes me the most mad about this guy? Is not even that he sucks, but the fact that I'm going to have to dedicate at least a weekend to giving him bad comments just to fuck with his head.
It's so much fun. It is so much fun. He talks about his reviews nonstop. He can't get enough of it.
I want to get like super personal though. Just be like, you know, you talk about this shit all the time and you wonder why your fucking parents got divorced. Just try to fuck with his personal life.
Oh, people do that to him. He doesn't know what to do about it. So let's get into him talking about reviews again, because we've already documented this. This is him on the Ginger Snap show. This is episode number 27. And he has another show that's about a true crime show that he does.
Yeah.
That's his most popular show.
This is the guy with 20 podcasts, right?
Yeah, he's over 20 podcasts. Some of them are movie reviews. When some of them are, you know, it's all over the place.
When you're in such demand, you know.
Correct. People just need the content. So he's got to put it out. All right. So this is him talking about, he's very excited because he has 22 reviews on this true crime show.
And I looked today and I have 22 reviews, which isn't a lot, but it's more than I had before. And one of the best parts is I've gotten some really good feedback. People seem to like what I do over there. And there are still those few that deem it necessary to tell me how bad the show is.
So this guy is obsessed with reviews, but he hates it when someone gives him a poor review. He's like, why the fuck are you even doing that?
You know what you are, man? You're like those reality show producers where you just like give these idiots a bunch of drugs and you tell them lies about like what other people have been saying about them, and then they're unintentionally the funniest people that you've ever fucking seen.
You're a terrible person.
I'm a terrible person.
Like a sociopathic.
You're the second co-host in a row to point this out.
I love it. I'm not mad at you.
Vinny said the same thing. You're the second one in the row to be like, you know what I just realized? You're a terrible fucking person. Like, well, yeah.
That is so funny. What we're doing here. I've laughed pretty hard today.
So this is, again, he's talking about his American Crimes show and how it's his best show.
American Crimes is easily one of my best shows, if not the best show. I'm not saying that personally because I think it's a great show. It's just doing the best. It has the best numbers overall in comparison to any other podcast I host. I can post one episode and within the first 19 hours I'm over 100 downloads, which is an amazing thing for an independent podcaster doing a true crime podcast that he never thought was going to go anywhere.
So... I love that he has to couch this by saying, look, that's an amazing 100 downloads in 19 hours.
I want to comment and make him feel bad about his success. He's like, well, you're gonna brag about all your downloads? I got 10 downloads.
100 downloads in 19 hours. But you have to understand, though, Justin, that he's independent. He's mentally retarded. He just reads the internet and calls it content. His equipment sucks. Like, you have to understand all these other factors involved. Like, that's an impressive number.
That's what's going to happen, dude. What's going to take you down is you're going to be doing this for so long that you're going to be jaded and you're going to think everybody's retarded. And then you're going to come against somebody that's actually retarded. And you're going to rip into them so hard. You're going to be a fucking cover of like a news article.
Oh.
Fucking ableism.
All right. This is, again, there was a woman who didn't like his American Crimes podcast. So Seamus has some choice words for her.
So I checked the reviews, man. This one lady said that I was whack. Like, what are you expecting from my show? It's my show. I'm going to do it my way. And you can either like it or not. You don't have to tell me that you like it. Just go away. Like, you're not going to go up to a fruit vendor and see that he has one bad apple out of all the bad apples. And then tell him that bad apple is what identifies his entire food, his entire, fruit medley, if you will.
Wait a second. All right. So that was retarded, obviously, but...
It's so unintentionally funny.
Yeah, I know. I can listen to this guy all day. He's amazing.
He's like Andy Kaufman, but unintentionally. He's like an anti-joke, but he's not trying to do the anti-joke.
So he goes up and he says, this woman gave me a bad review. Like, I don't need to hear that. You wouldn't go up to a fruit vendor and say that's a rotten apple. Yes, you would. If someone's trying to sell you a rotten apple, you would definitely complain about that. That's the reason for complaining.
Literally a phrase called like, what is this? Like the
one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. That's the fucking point. You can't have a rotten apple with all the other fruit, you fucking idiot.
You wouldn't go up to a child molester and be like, one child that got molested is what signifies you as an entire molester.
I'm an engineer, I'm a father, but you fuck one goat, is the old joke. Okay, this is amazing, and this is, again, Matt Lewinsky gave me all of this information, so I'm just getting this from Matt. I gotta start listening to this guy's shows, because they're fascinating.
Right.
But Matt sent this in. He admits that he has no friends. But he does it in the most shameless way possible. It's great.
And I actually sketched.
And this is going back to the One Flew Over the Nest show, which I didn't even know existed. This is episode number 5.
And I actually sketched the cover art. I went out of my way and made the music. And that's all. That all takes so much time, dude. And I think it goes unrecognized because I feel like most people assume that if you have a podcast, you have people that help you. You have some sort of like a team or even just one friend or whatever that might help you create the show. And that's not my case. I'm not one of those fellas.
He doesn't have one friend who can help him with the show. I think most people assume that they have one friend. Yeah, it's called a co-host.
Yeah.
Or possibly multiple co-hosts. We used to do a show where all these assholes had friends.
Man, this guy, I keep going back and forth from like feeling bad and then also just being like, it's too funny to not continue to make him feel bad.
This is the thing that I struggle with because people are saying we should only listen to Seamus and talk about it all day long. And there's other people who say,
it's pretty good, dude.
This guy's on the edge and we should probably just leave him alone. I struggle with it. It's tough.
I don't know, man. I feel like you got to keep... Is he aware of this show or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He is not happy with us.
Yo, what up, Seamus?
He thinks I'm an asshole. Hey. Well, you might be right. You might be right about that.
Well, I mean, dude, good on you for continuing on, I suppose, because this is hilarious.
What he does? This is what he does. If we make fun of his show and he gets negative reviews, he puts out even more episodes. He dropped 3 episodes of Ginger Snap on the same day. Take that, asshole. I was like, okay. I mean, you realize...
He's giving us more to talk about.
Dude, Justin, he literally...
It's like if you're getting bullied in school,
yeah,
and they're taking your lunch money, and you're like, I'll show you motherfuckers. I'm going to bring in $20 tomorrow.
Like that. I'll have even more lunch money.
That'll show you.
What are you going to do? I'll have so much change in my pockets when you shake me upside down, it's going to fall everywhere.
He's the best. I love this guy. He is just
Do you know what he said on a podcast recently?
What?
We couldn't possibly review all of his podcasts. I'm like, dude, why would you say that? Of course I can.
You couldn't possibly steal all the money. I got so much money, you couldn't even take it all. Sure, I don't have any guns or way to stop you.
He is like a podcast host cuck.
Oh my God, he is.
He wants to watch us. Fuck his podcast in front of him.
And I like
it. And he's getting off on it.
It's a slutty podcast. I'm not against fucking it. Like, it's a hot podcast to fuck.
I'll fuck the shit out of this podcast.
Listen, Seamus,
you can watch from the corner.
This
it's
is
fine.
Fine. You don't have to. I mean, maybe, unless you want to get mad if that gets you off hard.
All right. A couple more clips real quick. This is from Ginger Snap number 26. And Seamus brags about being a really good swimmer in high school. And this almost goes back to stuttering John level shit. I don't know about you. I'm a little bit older than you are, I think.
Yeah.
I've never talked about high school in my podcast.
Oh, no.
It's the furthest thing from my mind at all times.
Yeah,
I don't care what happened in high school. Nothing impressive.
I was a fucking loser in high school. If I wasn't, like, why would you...
You know, if I was the captain of the football team, I wouldn't be talking about it now.
Yeah.
But this guy's very proud of himself.
Every time I move schools, dude, and this is weird. Every time that I went to a new school, I ended up going to like gym class during the swimming season. Like they were taking them to a pool and teaching them how to swim. So I got taught how to swim like, I don't know, 4 times for an entire semester. Like, oh, gotta swim again? Great. I love taking my shirt off. Loved it. No, fuck no. It was awful. But of course, I became a good swimmer because I already learned the first 2 times. So the next 2 times I ended up having to do it, it was literally just me swimming. Oh, I have to do a breaststroke for 100 meters. No sweat. I got it. But all we get is talking about
this guy did a 100-meter breaststroke and he can't shut up about it. All right.
No,
we get it.
Fucking sweat, bro.
He's so proud of himself.
All you fucking pussies sweating these breaststrokes. Not this fucking guy. Not Seamus.
Holy shit.
He's so unintentionally hilarious, dude.
I know.
Oh, man. That's so funny.
I declared his show the most clippable show ever.
Yeah.
There's no sentence he says that I'm not like, oh, I should probably talk about that. I got to play that on my board and figure out what he's talking about. Last clip. This came right after his bragging about what a great swimmer he is because he had to swim all the time. He talks about typing class.
And that's also what happened to me in typing class. Hated that class so much. Hated the teacher. She was a real ass. And I purposely did not do well.
Just a quick reminder, we're talking about high school.
You know what he is? He's like the bane of mediocre activities. He's like, you think that the water gives you an advantage? I was born in swimming class. It shaped me.
I can type at 300 words per minute, Batman. What's he talking about? All right, getting back to it.
And I made a fool of myself the entire class and eventually got put into another classroom by myself and had to go all the way back through the entire class, whatever it's called.
Typing class. Whatever it's called.
Moving ahead.
It's called typing.
Still all in the same class. I'm just starting from the beginning, and they're somewhere else. I have to catch up. So I got good at typing. That's dumb. And every time I seem to get good at something, it's because it's a punishment. Like something I don't want to do. And I'm forced to do it over and over many times. And here I am. Podcasting. Don't want to do it. And now I'm just great at it.
Yeah!
No fucking way!
That would be great, though. Like, I love the idea of, like, he's being punished by having to do these podcasts. Like, his stepdad.
Oh, you want a podcast? You gotta smoke 20 podcasts!
If you fail fucking math one more time, you have to do... That's why he's got so many podcasts, because he just keeps failing all these different fucking classes.
This makes a lot of sense. I think this might be right.
This guy is going to be the best podcaster in like 30 years, because he's clearly never going to move out of his stepdad's house.
He lives in a trailer, so you don't know the background.
Oh, man, dude, you keep going back and forth on him.
You don't know the background of this guy. He lives in a trailer. You heard his baby crying in the background of that last episode? He's a stay-at-home... Listen to this. I can't make this shit up. It's amazing. He's a stay-at-home dad. His girlfriend works. He's a stay-at-home dad. And he's got little babies in his trailer that he lives in.
Oh, man.
This is all true. And he brags about it. He's like, why don't you find a girl who can support you? Oh, I got this all figured out.
Can you imagine their arguments, dude? Oh. He's like, babe, I had 87 downloads this week.
Yeah, what did you do? I paid our rent.
Well, I fed our child and paid the electric bill for 7 months.
Yeah, but babe, 86 downloads in 19 hours. 19 hours.
Did I mention that? 3.7 downloads an hour, babe.
I read Wikipedia pages better than anyone else on the internet. All right, it's time for everyone's favorite segment. That's not their favorite segment, but their second favorite segment.
Cringe of the week. Cringe of the week.
This cringe of the week was sent in. Let me pull it up right here from Paul Guck.
Yeah, I just friended Paul Guck on Facebook.
Oh, good. Paul Guck, it's your buddy now.
So funny.
You be serious?
Yeah, you look like
you're being serious.
I sort of got it. He fucking messaged
me. Funny.
I put this video up on the Legion of Skanks group fucking thing and it got a bunch of views. And then I saw him and, dude, that's so weird. You can edit this out, but that's cool. That's a weird coincidence.
So Paul Guck is listening to the newest Chip episode. And there's this prostitute on the show with Chip. And you know I'm a big fan of the Chip Chipperson podcast. And I don't make any excuses for it. I know it's not fun to listen to if you don't understand all of the backstory and the O&A bullshit. But he says, you got to listen to this prostitute talking about her John who couldn't get it up. And the vocal fry that ensues after this. So I got to pull it up here on YouTube. Let's check it out.
He couldn't get it up actually last night, oddly enough.
What
happened?
Saw
my set.
Poor bastard.
He's always been able to get it up. You know, he's like in his 70s. And I'm able to, you know what I'm saying?
You should just jingle a charm bracelet by his head.
Still have to pay if they don't get it up, right?
Oh, he's paying, okay. Believe me.
Just making sure.
I mean, I'm in New York from LA. I mean,
wait, what'd you try to do to get him hard?
Oh, it's just, you know, my oral is pretty good. I suck a great dick.
Okay, that helps.
You did say that, actually.
Yeah, because I know how to, and I know you like, I know this guy, Anthony, you like ball support. I do get up under the perineum, and that's great for older guys. You know, you want to get up in.
Where's that jersey?
I can see why this guy wouldn't be able to get it up. There's nothing to do with being 70.
There's like three things here. There's, first of all, how casually she dropped that he was 70 years old.
Yeah.
It was a little bothering.
Oh, yeah, you're probably a really happy person. That sounds good.
He was 70, so, but... That is so old. But, and then the other thing, too, is, like, the thing that... I don't know why every girl believes when a guy tells them that they're good at sucking dick. Because nobody's going to tell you that you're bad at sucking dick.
I've never once said, you're a C-plus at best, honey.
Every girl. It's the best
never
I've
once.
Ever had.
Right.
Best I've ever had.
Oh, right? You ignore the balls? That's amazing.
And she's
good
like,
for you.
Never once have I had a blowjob and be like, I can't believe you embraced my perineum or whatever the fuck it was that
right.
She said.
fucking throwing college words around.
Did you have a third thing you wanted to say about her?
I can't remember what it was.
Vocal fry, maybe? It was very obnoxious.
What was it? I don't know. I'd have to listen to it again. It doesn't matter.
I like that. I like that about you. Like, there's three things I want to say about this bitch. She sucks. All right, moving on.
I can't remember.
Love it. There is a band called Hard Men Working Hard. They're out of Australia. They're on the Dick Show all the time. They have all of these really funny songs.
Okay, so it's like a joke band. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
you didn't realize that? Hard Men Working Hard? You didn't think it was a joke band?
I just hoped it was a joke band, man.
They have a song. I just want to play this to give you an idea of who they are and what they do. This is a song called Straight Pride. Here's a clip from
I'm
that.
Hard of you, fan.
Yeah. I'm a straight guy, and I got straight pride. Doing the thing, dick in my backside. I like straight times, like grilling with the guys and cracking up in a co-on. Yeah, this is shit I desire. I love the straight shit, like dancing to the beat. When I'm topless at the club in the summer heat, I love the straight songs by my boy Elton John. I'm playing when I'm making love, baby, you're not long. Cause I'm a straight man, and I got straight friends. Don't want no chicks interfering with their straight plans. We got straight hobbies, like eating biscuits soggy. Slather on that sauce, I want it in my body. And bodybuilding, yeah. That's it, you feel me? Straightest shit there ever is, you need no way, ain't kidding. Guy, heaven's where it's at, cause want me on the rack. Hey, check my glutes, bro, there's nothing gay about that.
All right, so these guys are funny.
That's amazing.
They write a lot, and that song goes on and on. It's very funny. It's very silly. I recommend you check it out. Straight Pride by Hard Men Working Hard. They have a podcast called Filler Content.
Okay.
And they went ahead and put on a show that's an audition for WATP.
That's silly.
So this is setting this up.
We need to be on our best behavior because...
Jungle Bunny.
Carl from Who Are These Podcasts might be listening.
Step ahead.
It's possible that he'll be listening to this episode. We need to put on like a really good show for him, for Carl, who's listening.
Carl the nigger.
So I've got a...
It's out of my system. I'm good to go.
Yeah, let's go. Thank you. All right. I've got a list of podcast tips here. Okay. To give us an advantage in case Who Are These Podcasts decides to review our show.
Okay, so this is the setup to it. There's a list of rules that Carl has about podcasts. So then they start going through their list of rules. And I'm going to just preface this by saying I agree with everything they say here.
Here's a list of bad habits to avoid, okay?
Okay.
If you're recording a podcast. And for those of you at home who are listening who might decide they want to get into podcasting, please don't. But if you do, try and follow these tips and you'll have a real good show. Try and avoid things like poor audio quality, which could include things like...
What?
So that means things like, you know, clicks and pops, breaths, clicking.
Justin, you're a comedian. You see where they're going with this?
I do.
Well, let's get through it. So poor audio quality is one thing I don't like. What else do I not like?
Second on the list here, we've got excessive laughter. Try not to laugh too much. There's really nothing worse than listening to a podcast where the hosts are constantly laughing at their own jokes.
I agree. Laughing at your own jokes sucks. All right, what else we got?
Third on the list is talking over each other.
What?
So it's like they give the list and then they give the example.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever on your list being don't say the N-word. I don't remember that being on your list.
It's the unwritten rule. It is the unwritten rule of WATP. We try to throw N-bombs around too often. Holy shit. All right. So then they talk about editing out noises.
Okay. In fact, if possible... Just edit out all pauses, breaths, speech disfluencies, such as ums and ahs, and, you know, other unnecessary conjugations.
What's a conjugation?
Conjunctions.
Okay. So I see what they're doing. This is the stuff you don't do, and then they do it. The last
You've
thing
You've
got here,
your first podcast crush, man.
The last thing here is inside jokes, which I try to help podcasters by saying you're not going to get new listeners in on this if it's all inside jokes.
I've got one more rule here to ensure that you have a good quality podcast, and that is try to avoid in-jokes.
In-jokes? What are you doing here?
It's me, in joke. I'm gonna get in the cupboard now. Here I go.
Don't press that button, anyone. The big button that I don't need to tell you what's on it because you all know. All
right, so they're having fun with this, and I'm having fun with it too. Okay, they got these things.
Yeah.
I agree with all of those points. You know, shitty
right.
quality, editing out nonsense, not using inside jokes. And like you said, oh, they have a crush on you.
Yeah.
Well, this is where it takes a little bit of a turn. It takes a turn for the worse right here.
If you're listening, Carl, I hope
kill yourself. You fucking faggot. Carl from Who Are These Podcasts? We are dead serious.
This is entirely serious.
Yeah. Carl, buy a rope, tie a noose, kill yourself.
Did they edit kill yourself?
An extension cord.
I'm not believing those.
If you can't find a noose, there are ways.
All right. Carl, thanks for being a good sport, but sincerely, I hope you die.
Weird choices of bleeps.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to be indicated when I do kill myself. They don't want to have to go to court for that. Because in Australia, the laws are a little different. They're a little screwy.
Yeah.
And maybe telling someone to kill yourself would...
Send a lot of mixed signals, these
implicate
guys.
Them. They sent some mixed signals. So I just want to say that to the hard men working hard who don't like me or what we're doing here, I'm a big fan of yours. I like your music. I think you guys do awesome work and keep it up. It was a good twist.
Yeah, it was
like
pretty
an M. Night Shyamalan type of twist right there. Who saw that coming?
Yeah, it was a good twist because I was gonna make a joke about how into you they were, but
It kind of changes all of that, doesn't it?
But shout out to the hardcore fucking Australians or whatever your podcast is.
The hardcore Australians, is that what you called them?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
All right. I want to talk real quick about Coleman, who just... I was DMing with him on Twitter, and I talk about reviews that we get for our show in the U.S. Uh-huh. I never go out and look at international reviews for us. He just sent me a Google sheet with hundreds of reviews on it from all over the world. That we can now read on the air, because I love to read people who hate our show.
That is silly.
So thank you, Coleman, for compiling that. We'll definitely get to that. I really appreciate it. And our buddy Justin here, who I really appreciate him coming on, he is the co-host of a podcast called Hate This Podcast.
Yes, indeed.
With Todd Gerslin, who's also been on our show before, and I've been on his show. And I know you have to run to that.
Yes, yeah.
Pretty soon. Is there anything you want to tell people about Hate This Podcast?
Yeah, you know, it's just a bunch of comics talking shit, trying to riff and stuff. We got Ian Fidance on last week.
Very funny guy.
We're getting Derek Gaines on this week. Mike Racine, Mike Cannon coming up soon. You know, fucking just a bunch of New York City comics and upstate New York comics talking shit. So
that's awesome.
Check it out.
At this time, I'd like to play everybody's favorite part of the show.
The teaser.
This is the part of the show where we play a clip from the podcast we'll be reviewing on next week's Who Are These Podcasts to get you excited about next week's episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I thought you had a drop you were going to...
I was just hanging there for a second. Here is a clip from the show that we'll be reviewing next week.
Quick note that this episode contains some adult language, so you've been warned. And if that intrigues you, welcome. Have you ever heard about somebody who hates your face?
No, because I'm not famous.
So this one guy hates my face so much that he wrote about it. His name's Mark. That's all I know about him. And he wrote a review for the book Less Than Zero, and this is his review. 1 star. Some books are like the face of Justin Long. This is a highly punchable face. Don't you just want to punch that smug look right off his corny face?
This is a show called Life is Short with Justin Long. Do you know who Justin Long is?
He's an actor, yeah.
He's the Mac from the old I'm a Mac, I'm a PC commercials.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's also been in lots of movies.
I forgot he did those commercials.
Yep. So he has this new happy-go-lucky, let's all feel good about ourselves podcast. And we got a note from Shane Newton out of Australia.
That's an amazing fucking drop. I don't know who that fucking is or why you would have that, but that's amazing.
Well, I have that because of Maynard, who's also from Australia. But Shane sent that in, who's a big fan of the show, and we'll be reviewing that next week, Shane. Thank you so much. Speaking of Australia, I have a friend, a new friend named Gidget, who I made fun of on a podcast a couple of weeks ago, who has put her hat in the ring to be a co-host. And I don't know if she'd be good at co-hosting the show, but she's Australian. So it'd be fun to have someone with a ridiculous accent on the show.
Yeah, worst case scenario, you can make fun of her. Right?
That's always the best case scenario. However, how do you coordinate a time to record with someone from Australia?
Right?
Does that even work?
Yeah, you'd have to, it'd be a weird time.
Internet go to the, does like Discord, how does that work?
The podcasts are, you have to play them backwards.
Yes, it actually goes the opposite direction with the podcast. All right, that's enough
fucking
corny
dumb joke.
Fair enough. All right, Justin Brown, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. I just splashed beer in my eye. That was painful.
Listen to Hate This podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
So please join us again next week. It might be the episode where we find out once and for all, who are these podcasts? Sleep well, every pony.
Farting in the mosh pits of morning radio.
And now the show is over now.
Okay. Great show. Good job, everybody.
Great job, everyone.
Yep. All right.
What? That doesn't make any sense, Rick.
For me.
Bullshit! This dude is fucking corny.
That's why today will not be a great show.
Fuck you!
You know, who are these
podcasts?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Makes no sense.
All right, let's do some voicemails and call it a day.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We don't have a ton of voicemails today, so we'll make quick work of this. Starting off with my stalker called into the show.
Hey, Carl, this is Cheryl, your stalker. I know, long time no stalk, but just got to say I was a little upset about that comment made a couple weeks ago over no female listeners. I've listened to every one of your damn episodes, and I've enjoyed most of them, even the one from the psycho demon bitch from hell. I love Kaya, love Dick. I kind of miss the Cobra Commander, like a little more of him, and maybe some more from the Jingles department. Great show. Talk to you later. Call me back. Love you. Bye.
I like the demeanor of my stalker.
Yeah, she's great.
She seems really nice. You know, and when she's in the bushes, I feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But when she calls in the show, she's like, hey, just want to let you know.
The laser dot throws you off.
Yeah, right. She cares. I'm like, what are we doing? Yeah. But then when she calls in, she's like, I love the show. You have female listeners. It's all good.
Yeah, no, I am very much like, I feel like we should have her on, man. That would be fucking great.
Definitely not. That's not how you deal with stalkers. You
That's exactly how you
don't invite them into your home.
You don't fuck your stalkers.
You never invite them into your home.
What do you mean? What's the point of doing a podcast if you're not going to take advantage of desperate stalkers?
Oh my
god!
All right. Speaking of female listeners,
I don't get you, Carl.
We have Vic, and Vic is either our female listener, our other female listener, or she's a little prepubescent boy. I should say he's a little creepy, but I'm getting myself confused over this. However, Vic called in again.
Hey, Carl. It's Vic. Again, little boy. Fuck off. But listen, we need to talk, Carl. I'm willing to sit through a lot of fucking exact cheese and, I don't know, just some of your fucking Carlisms. But, like, let's talk about the new music. Can we talk about the new music? I really need to talk about the new music.
It's great. Doug White did it. It's
fucking
great.
Ridiculous, dude.
I thought it was pretty good.
Like, yeah. The Scooby-Doo and Scooby-Don't episode.
Yeah.
It took a minute and 10 seconds for that stupid fucking same old W. Like, it's cool. It's cool. I get it. It's cool. It's, like, new stuff. Let's fucking use it out. You're overusing it. A minute and 10 seconds until you said W-A-T-P. A minute and 10. And then at the end of that episode, Carl, at the end of the episode, it took you, like, fucking 2 minutes of just listening to that shit.
Yeah.
Do you think I like sitting in my fucking car after going and fucking working 16-hour goddamn days in the child labor factory that I work at? Oh. And then Carl Ruiz episode, rest in peace, that motherfucker. 50 seconds at the start? 50 seconds? Carl? Jesus Christ. Cut it down. Love your stuff. Keep it up. Yeah.
Thanks, Vic.
This is why you shouldn't give kids Adderall, you know?
It's not good for them. I know you have ADHD, but Adderall's not the answer.
You're struggling in school, but, you know, sometimes you just have to buckle down and do real drugs.
Yeah, like an adult. Holy shit.
That was fun.
So Doug White put together this huge music bed for us. It's like,
I was legitimately gonna compliment you on it, and I didn't, like, at the last segment, I was gonna be like, dude, do you do your own, like, production? Like, that shit sounds super good.
There's some good stuff going on, but apparently we can't please everybody all the time.
Yeah, man.
All right, new catchphrase.
Exactly.
I think that was Band Practice Guy, but I'm not sure. But apparently he's got a new catchphrase, and I like it. All right, here's somebody who's asking about our famous episode 88.
Carl, how's it going, man?
Great.
Hey, so I have a podcast that I think you should review. It's called the Ear Biscuits Podcast. It's by a couple YouTubers or brownies that, you know, like Red and Link from Good Mythical Morning. I used to like it, I guess, a little bit, but I don't really like it that much anymore. I just think they're a couple poser nerds, and you need to destroy them with your facts and logic.
Okay.
Also, like, I've been binging a bunch of different episodes of your show, and I can't find the Vanished podcast, right? I heard you could get a link to it somehow, but I don't really know how. Yeah. So, let me know.
It's weird how
Yeah, call me back, Let's do lunch. See you later.
We're not going to do lunch.
It's weird how you don't think that most people would be binging this podcast and Ben Shapiro YouTube videos at the same time.
That's interesting because...
Hate this trans video.
I've...
Or no, that's another podcast.
I've mentioned this so many fucking times. If you want to hear episode 88, it's simple. Buy our merchandise, donate to our PayPal... Send me an email or a DM or whatever you got to do, and I will send you a link to episode 88. It's that easy. I've talked about this a lot.
Okay.
I think this person's fucking with me. I also like this thing. I get this a lot where people say, hey, you should review this show. I used to listen to it. I used to be a huge fan, but now I want you to shit all over them. I'm like, dude, why are you turning on these people you used to listen to all the time? Now you're mad at them. You want us to shit out of them.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It's weird. I wish that there would, like, podcasts would change in some way so that way you could shit on a different kind of podcast. You know what I mean? I wonder if, like, porn is ever going to become in a podcast format. You know what I mean?
Well, there is. It's called Call Her Daddy.
What?
We reviewed that show.
It's
two skanks that talk about fucking dudes.
Okay.
It's one of the biggest podcasts. It's from the Barstool Sports Network. It's terrible. Man. But it's literally porn.
I was going to riff about it, and you got a whole podcast on it.
I have an episode about it. You should check it out because it's appalling.
Wow. Okay, well then.
But if you wanted to riff away. I don't want to stop. I don't want to shit on your point.
Yeah, we've lost it now.
Of course. All right. This is, someone wants to call in about Jen from the Jingles Department.
Hey, Carl. This message is for Jen.
I just wanted you to know, Jen, that you could do way better than Carl. I don't know why you're settling for him, but you sound like a nice woman. You can do way better. All right, that's it. Call me back, Jen.
So I don't understand where the disconnect is here, guys. Jen can do better than me. She's just in the jingles department. I don't understand all these rumors and hearsay about her also being my wife. Jen is just in the jingles. She does a very good job, too. She heads up our jingles department. And she does do better than me on a daily basis. All right, here's another voicemail.
Carl, you son of a bitch. I've been listening to this show for a long fucking time now because I want to find out who are these podcasts.
Yeah.
And then you got to fucking tell me that I listen to the end of this show and I got to fucking tune in next week to find out who these podcasts are? Fuck you, Carl. I had to listen to Opie for this shit. I had to listen to fucking Chrissy Mayer. So who the fuck are these podcasts? Anyway, call me back.
That's true. It almost seems like it's never going to end. By the way, this person called back right away, right after that call.
Oh, yeah. And I forgot to call you a boomer as well.
So, thank you.
Yeah, get off the ride, you fucking boomer.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you very much.
That's funny.
So I like it when our callers are funny. I like it when people send in song parodies.
Yeah, you got a good fan base, man.
Well, you know what's weird about it?
Huh.
We make fun of everything.
Yeah.
So people are concerned. They're like, well, I want to try to do a parody song, but you're probably just going to rip on me and call out my family and friends. Like, no. We make fun of podcasts. If you send in material for the show, we'll go easy on you or not play it at all.
Right, yeah.
I'm not going to, like, rip on someone who tried to, like, contribute to the show.
Yeah, no, that's fucking, it's cool, man. It's cool to see. We just have, like, a bunch of fucking neo-Nazi fans and shares.
I can see that.
Just like, hey, maybe don't listen.
I could see that. All right, I'm just looking at the subreddit here, and Kaya, I could tell you that Jen from the Jingles Department is doing fine. She doesn't cheat on whoever she's with. I don't know what you're insinuating there. All right, I want to leave everybody with what I talked about before. This is a hot track from a band I was in many moons ago called Angel Dustin Hoffman. This is a song called Slump Buster.
dude, gay weddings have got to be the fucking best, though. Sure, you know, like gay people party way better than straight people do.
Yeah, instead of an open bar, it's just cocaine.
It's
piled
just fucking
up on
it's just a Molly. Like you get a little gift bag with Molly and like a fucking pacifier, so you can shove it up your ass.
Seven people die at it. Like, that was a fun fucking party.
It's kind
man.
Of a tame gay wedding, you know.
People have been talking about having a Patreon that they can donate to for the show.
Right.
And I've always been reluctant to do it because I don't want to do bonus material. I already put too much work into the show to begin with.
Right.
But what if we just did a Seamus only?
That would actually be a good idea.
Once a month.
Because then you can get out all everything because there's so much there.
So much to talk about.
And then it doesn't have to take over the show.
And then he won't ever hear it because he has to subscribe, which maybe he would. He doesn't have any money.
It's such a... I think that's a solid
plan. It's an
idea.
It's an idea.
I think that's the best idea you could have.
Who are these podcasts? Kim są te podcasty?
Who are these podcasts? Who are these podcasts?